Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline on supplemental draft day, Paul Immig, our Green and Gold analyst. Paul, how you doing?
Good, Bill. Yeah, the fifth round of the supplemental draft is concluded, and the player who I thought the Packers might supplementarily draft, Jalen Thompson, the safety, was taken by the Cardinals in the fifth round. He was actually literally in Green Bay yesterday, so clearly there was interest, but he got taken in the fifth round of the supplemental draft by the Arizona Cardinals.
So no news, in other words, out of Green Bay when it comes to the supplemental draft.
No news yet. I mean, there's still, you know, 2.5 rounds to go unofficially. But Jalen Thompson was really the one guy that seemed to be circled by every team. You know, I think there was thought that he could go as high as the third or the fourth round. And again, I mean, you don't, even in the Gutekunst era, you still don't bring in random players just to waste your time. So there was obviously interest there by Green Bay. But the Cardinals had the fourth pick, or the fourth priority is technically what it is, in the fifth round. And maybe Green Bay would have used a fifth or a sixth rounder, but they did not, or, well, they didn't get the chance to. So that will probably mean the Packers will do nothing today, which is the norm. But Jalen Thompson was kind of an outlier, sort of a unique skill set, a unique case to maybe use a pick. And it looks like there will not be any new bodies added to the roster today.
Yeah, I was asked yesterday, did I think that the Packers would take one? And I thought yes. I thought that Jalen Thompson was the guy. But I also had thought to myself, don't forget the predecessor. And Ted Thompson was a guy that always tried to find the diamond in the rough. And so I thought for sure that the Packers might walk away with a player, but it's looking more and more like they probably won't. But, you know, it is what it is. So roster pretty much set, short of cuts and short of picking somebody else up on the market. And again, you and I started talking the other day because I was watching the NFL Network, and they were saying that 9 wins for the Green Bay Packers. So I sat down and started going through this. It is hard for me. I'll be real honest. It's hard for me. In reality, looking at what they did last year, especially against some of the better defensive teams, specifically in their own division, it's hard for me to say that this is guaranteed a 10-win team. You know what I mean? I started going through this list of teams that they're going to be playing in home and road games, and I'm like, boy, this is not easy anymore. This used to be an easy pick, but I can't easily say it anymore.
So who are some of your losses? Who are some of your or maybe some of your coin flips?
Well,
I don't know if you have it in front of you.
But. No. I mean, I do. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, okay, when it comes to the Packers and their schedule this year, okay, you start out where you're looking at this team. Can they beat the Vikings twice? I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know,
can they beat the Bears twice?
I don't think so. Both teams, very good defenses.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I'm comfortable with saying, you know, you probably project splitting both of those, and if for some reason you sweep the Vikings and get swept by the Bears, and you're still back to even, right?
So, yeah. Okay, you get lucky enough to get off on the right foot and get the opening night win? You know, it's hard for me to say yes.
Very hard. I mean, nothing is more unpredictable than week one. Nothing.
Right.
I mean, and especially when you add in the element of a brand new head coach, a brand new offensive system, a whole bunch of new players on defense who are going to probably make or break this Packers season. So, yeah, I mean, I kind of look at some of those, you know, especially right now with, I think, as even as what Green Bay, Chicago, and Minnesota are, and I say, okay, 2-2. I don't know where, I don't know home or away, but I'm going to call that 2-2. I would say, Bill, that I would comfortably you know, of course, the NFL, we know how that goes, and who knows about Rodgers' injuries or anything else. But I would feel pretty good about even, you know, calling Detroit a 2-0 sweep, you know.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you go 1-1 there, but you end up sweeping the Vikings, or, you know, so I think I put them down as 4-2 in the division. So 4-2, and now you're facing the rest of the league at 4-2. At least that's where I started.
You know, see, you're optimistic because I think they split with the Lions. I think they split with the Bears, and I think they get beat twice by the Vikings.
Yeah, so you're still 3-3, right?
Okay, so sitting there 3-3. Okay, it is what it is. So then I'm thinking, okay, the Redskins, they should probably beat. The Giants on the Giants on the road's never been easy.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one for
me. I think the Giants are one of the five worst teams in the league this year.
I do too. It's just on the road is always tough, but I'm going to pick the Packers to win that game. The same with the 49ers. Even though I don't like the West Coast trips, I think the 49ers are just a bad football team.
One of the 5 to 8 worst, yep.
Right.
For sure.
But I do think you're going to get a rejuvenated Panthers team coming into Lambeau Field. I think the Chargers
game,
the Chargers game is a loss. The Packers on the road at Kansas City, that's a loss. The Raiders, they should beat. The Cowboys is a loss. The Eagles, I would say, coming into Lambeau Field, that's a loss. They should beat the Broncos. And that leaves me, you know, with where I'm at. I'm looking at it based upon what I saw last year. Now, they did make some upgrades, but I haven't seen it all put together yet. But it's hard for me to sit here and go, oh, that's a guaranteed 9-win, 10-win team.
Yeah, I think, I mean, for me, when you said the loss to the Eagles at home, as well as losing to Dallas, if the Packers go 0-2 in those two games, they don't have any reason to be in the playoffs. You know what I mean? So, like, if you go 0-2 against Dallas and Philly, who I both very much think, the NFC East, I believe, will get two teams in the playoffs, just like I think that the NFC North will, whether it be some combination of Chicago, Minnesota, and Green Bay. I think Dallas should have a good season, and I think Philly should have a good season. But if you go 0-2 in those two games, then yeah, I mean, if you can't pick up one of those, and did you have the Chargers game as a loss?
Yes, I did.
You know that, I mean, you can't lose to Dallas, Philly, and I was going to say San Diego and the Chargers. You can't lose to all three of those and, you know, have a 10-6 year.
Right.
We agree there. I just don't think they would. Again, who are we to say? But like, you know, we don't know what the teams are going to look like. But if they lose all three of those, yes, the season is not going to result, you know, in 10 wins. But I would be surprised if the Chargers, the Cowboys, and the Eagles are, you know, is an 0-3 stretch.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised at that.
Yeah, I just, when they started doing that the other night on the NFL Network and saying that, it was a 9-win team, I thought, okay. I mean, I don't like sitting down and, I mean, in years past when there was a lot of certainty, it was kind of easy.
Yeah.
But I don't like doing that right now because I think there's so much uncertainty, specifically with the new head coach, and you're not sure what the offense is going to bring. But just looking at talent level, yeah, the Packers have gotten better, but I still don't know how Aaron Rodgers is going to be. I still don't know how the offense is. And I know that up against decent teams with decent defenses, it's not going to be easy. And you're going to have to put points up. And I don't know how good this defense is going to be, no matter how much I believe in Mike Pettine. So it's not easy for me to go through and just go, oh, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win, just because it's at Lambeau Field, because they got their ass kicked last year there too.
Yeah, I mean, and in years prior, you know, you and I, like the week of training camp, would sometimes go through our list of what-ifs on offense and our list of what-ifs on defense.
Right.
Some what-ifs are bigger than others, right? But I think the number of big what-ifs this year, because of the new head coach, right, because of the fact that Rodgers is coming off of, you know, probably two of his three worst seasons as a starter, including his first year in 2008,
mm-hmm.
For injuries and, of course, other reasons, but still, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, two of his three worst seasons as a starter, there's big what-ifs, right? But I think what it's going to probably end up coming down to is, of course, there's the big things. There's the LaFleur offense and meshing with Rodgers and Rodgers being healthy and all of that. But it always kind of, for me, Bill, goes back to the thing. I need to, like, recalibrate my expectations of what a Packers win in 2019 is necessarily going to be the result of. And what I mean by that is, I mean, I can tell you my own opinion. I can tell you that opinion has been backed by NFL.com in recent articles, that this might be a defensive-led team, you know, that that we might be able to kind of go through this and not just say, like, you know, hey, can the Packers outscore Dallas? Can they outscore Phillip Rivers and Melvin Gordon? Can they outscore, you know, the $150 million man Carson Wentz or whatever crazy contract he got this offseason? You know, can they outscore these teams? Well, sure, but, like, you know, this might be a Packers offense, Bill, that only averages 23 points a game. But defensively, if they are going to be a top 10 team defensively that NFL.com thinks they're going to be, that I believe they have the capability of being for the first time in really since 2010 when they won the Super Bowl, when they had a great defense and led the league in sacks under Dom Capers, that is going to probably be the difference. Like, if, you know, obviously if Rodgers goes back to being superhuman, you go from thinking, are they 9-7, 10-6? And if Rodgers is superhuman, you probably start saying, like, oh, 11-5, 12-4, because Rodgers is, you know, the best player in the world again. But even if he's not, you know, it is. I think we all, you know, all of us, I mean, your listeners, anybody who watches and follows the Packers and roots for the Packers or whatever else, needs to probably go into this season and think, like, hey, like, this might be a Packers team that can win a game 16-14. You know, which in the past is crazy talk.
Right.
You know, this has just not been a team that can carry its defense. And if they are going to be 10-6, though, if that happens, I guarantee you, if we go through the schedule at the end of the year, four or five of those games will be quote unquote won by the defense because the defense was the better performing unit that game. And again, I think there's optimism and reason to say that based on what they've built, that that could be the type of team we're looking at this year.
Paul, always good. We'll chat again down the road. I appreciate it, man.
Sounds good, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.